Some people may not realize it, but the Rascals were the first rock band in the world. In the 50s, you know, we had vocal groups and solo people, you know. And then in the 60s on the West Coast, we had the Beach Boys, but yeah, they really were a vocal group and they became a band later, you know. We also had the Byrds, but McGuinn really did that first record by himself, and then they became a band later. And okay, over there in England, some guys were making some noise. But in the real world, in the center of the universe, New Jersey, the Rascals were the first band. Which is why I don't understand why it took so long to get into the Hall of Fame. Some rumors have gone around that people didn't like their physical accoutrements. You know, their stage garb was a little bizarre. What I'm trying to say is people think they dress funny. Now, this is a subject I know something about. And I just, you know, for the record tonight, I want to say that there was absolutely nothing unusual about the way the Rascals dressed. Nothing strange about that. The first time I saw the Rascals was at the Keyport Rollerdrome in Keyport, New Jersey. That's right. No, it was no Fillmores. It was no arenas in those days. Rock and roll played skating rinks where it belonged. And the way rock is selling, we may be back in skating rinks next year. I don't know, but they were fantastic in those days. They were wild. Eddie would jump around. He was a wild man. He was with the tambourines and maracas, and Gene was so cool with the guitar up there. You know, he was just fantastic. And Dino, with all due respect to all my drummer friends, and most of my friends are drummers, he was the greatest rock drummer ever. Is.